Thanks, Baz, and good morning, Steve.
Hey, Kirk, just before you start, the World Health Organization's called our worldwide alert on this coronavirus. How's it being viewed over there?
Yeah, what they're saying is it's a global public health emergency, and it's especially serious in a place like here in Las Vegas, where we welcome almost a million visitors every week, and we depend on Asian travelers, especially from China. So the coronavirus is a real concern, not only for the health of our community, but the health of our economy as well. This is Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar.
This is a potentially very serious public health threat. But at this point, Americans should not worry for their own safety. This is a very fast-moving, constantly changing situation. Part of the risk we face right now is that we don't yet know everything we need to know about this virus.
Here, many workers encounter thousands of visitors every day, so it's easy to see why they are concerned. Cirque du Soleil just had a troupe of performers return from China, and as a precaution, they have been pulled from performances through the weekend. It's the first time in Cirque's 27-year history they have sidelined artists because of a health risk. My sources tell me some of the dealers at MGM have requested to wear mask, but so far the answer from management has been no.
Yeah, I tell you what, you can't even find them over here. What's it like there?
Yeah, masks definitely a hot item here in Las Vegas. The same story here. Good luck finding any kind of mask because this pathogen is spread through the air. Masks are gone from almost all local stores. This is the manager of an Ace Hardware store.
On the N95 disposable styles, I'm out. It would take me about 2 months to sell just the amount we sold today. When one guy that doesn't look like he's in contracting or painting buying cases, that's when it was pretty obvious.
Obvious that some of the masks being bought here in Las Vegas are being sent back to China. There is now a patient from China who may have the virus here in Nevada. And now, just this morning, the CDC has confirmed the first case of person-to-person transmission of the virus here in the U.S.